Here in Dayton, Ohio, we know two things. One, there are so many scams on the internet, but for 1995, I can show you how to avoid them.
And two, it is up time. Hey, everybody, this is Jelly Time.
And this is VGM the Vagabond. How are you doing today? It is Monday. I'm so sorry I had to remind you that it is Monday.
Yeah, it's weird to be recording on a blue Monday, but we tried to record last night. I was too busy trying to find the perfect horror movie to watch. I ended up watching like five of them.
Damn.
Yeah, a lot of movies. Ed bit watched that night.
And I did a lot of sleeping yesterday, and I don't regret any of it.
I didn't do much sleeping. I think I went to bed around 6 in the morning.
I woke up at 7 yesterday, and then went back to sleep at 10, then woke back up like 2 hours later. Fell asleep again.
Wow.
It's just, well, the thing is, if you haven't noticed before, I turned 22 on October 3rd. That's my birthday.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I've just been sleeping a lot more. Like, it's been, it, like, normally I was like, okay, well, there's not a big drastic change. No, this has been the most drastic change I've had.
Are you sure you didn't turn 42?
I don't know. I might have.
I think you just skipped 20 years. Or 21 years. You just went from 21 to 42. You just doubled your age.
Well,
once Wednesday happened.
But another thing is, I probably could have just subtracted 2 years and just, I constantly need naps. Like, big ass kid. Just need a nap all the time. And I'm getting a text message.
On vibrate.
Well, yeah. Well, it is on vibrate. That's the bad thing about it.
It still makes a sound when it's on vibrate?
Yep. And it's funny because I'm getting text messages and cussed out by our angry Frenchman now because I was telling him about a drink that doesn't exist in our country, but I wish it could, called Orangina.
I'm really thinking that it's not called Orangina.
In my head,
it's
Orangina.
Orangina.
It's Orangina.
I mean, it does pronounce like Orangina for the sick-minded, but I'm sure it's like Orangia or something. Some weird French word.
Well, we'll have to get in our French expert in for that. But I'm pretty sure he might tell us that it's Orangina.
He will, just because he likes the sound of Orangina does sound like an awesome drink. I want me some Orangina.
Wink, wink. Awesome drink.
Unless it is a woman with orange vagina, then...
Lindsay Lohan?
Not so much.
Yeah, that's true. That's more like stale-ass Cheetos and shit. Ugh, that's gross. Now I don't want Cheetos anymore, ever. I'm just going to eat a Cheeto next
time. I don't eat Cheetos at all, so I guess it don't bother me.
I'm just going to eat a Cheeto next time and just think Lindsay Lohan.
Ugh. And I'll tell you one thing, man. Speaking of Cheetos and shit, this diet's been kicking my ass. It's just, I've went primal, so now all I eat is what cavemen eat, which is like lots of meat, lots of fruit, lots of vegetables. Except I fucked it up last night because I had a bowl of cereal because I couldn't handle it.
Actually, haven't had as much fruit as I should. Like, mostly for me, it's been turkey, chicken, and veggies.
I've been eating loads of fruit because it's hard for me to eat vegetables. I drink vegetables really well. Like, I'll throw them in juicers or blend them up and all that, and then that's fine. But I just can't eat them.
I can do veggies really well. I mean, it's just that with fruit, I'm really picky about it, and there's, like, days where I want to eat a lot of fruit, and then there's days where I just won't care about fruit for, like, a good week or two, and then they get rotten, and I'm pissed because I didn't eat them.
Yeah, thankfully, they never get rotten in my place, because I eat them up too fast. Like, I swear, this whole weekend, I had at least, like, 6-7 oranges. 7. And that's not counting everything else I ate, which was, like, 7. Grilled chicken wings and freaking fish and
7.
A bag of grapes.
7 oranges.
Yeah.
Didn't you have 5 last night?
Yeah.
And you just had 2 the day before?
Yep. See, at first it sounded normal. Okay, 2 oranges, yeah. Next day, 5. And a bag of, well, the day before that I had a bag of grapes. So I had a complete bag of grapes.
White or
and
green?
2 orange juice.
I mean, white or red, white or green. That's both black. The same thing. What? Black grapes.
Well, they were like blackish red. I guess they were red, but they looked black to me.
black grapes. That sounds more like cherries. Or shit.
Just say it this way. If it wanted a ride, I wouldn't give it one. I'm just saying that. I actually picked up a hit. Well, I don't really want to call them a hitchhiker because they only wanted to be dropped off two more blocks ahead. They were just running late for a bus. But I was with my bro, and he was, we were just chatting, and this white guy just comes up on the door. He's like, "Hey, I just need a ride up just a couple of blocks over next to the Marion's Pizza. Could you just drop me off there?" And I thought for a second, I was like, "Yep, hop in." He's like, "Oh, thank you so much." And I was like, "Thanks for being white." And he's like, "What?" I was like, "If you were black, I wouldn't have done it."
Now, you think that may be a joke in bad taste and such, but if you live in Dayton...
Yeah. I mean, what? Let's just put it this way. I've made a comment about it on Twitter, but all of, like, 10 people might have saw it, so I'm going to go ahead and reproduce it again. In that, the fact that I was having a conversation with my mom, she's like, "Oh, we need to go to this haunted place and that haunted place," and she wants to go, like, all these horror house sightseeing shit, and I'm just like, "Mom, I got the greatest place for you. All of them are going to get trumped hands down." And she's like, "What?" I was like, "The one in downtown Dayton." She's like, "Oh, what's the name of that one?" "Downtown Dayton." and she's like, "What?" And I was like, "You know what? It's free to get in, but they might rob you of your entrance fee. Just don't stand next to ATMs too long."
You know what? I have one that'll top that. I have one that'll top that. And it's very haunted. It's scary for just about everyone.
Five except, Oaks?
I was going to say DeSoto Bass.
DeSoto Bass? Where's that?
The worst part of this entire town, and I mean the absolute worst.
I thought Five Oaks was.
No. Five Oaks looks like Centerville compared to DeSoto Bass.
Where's that at?
It's on.
I'm mad that I don't know about this.
It's on the west. It's actually not that far from where the previous Nexus lands were held on Mound Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because that looked pretty damn bad.
Yeah.
It was just nothing but abandoned house. I hated that Nexus land, or land parties in general, or where they were held at Mound Street. Because Mound Street is just this really nice technical, like, elementary school or whatever. It's just filled with high-tech gadgets and shit. And then everything around it is slums. Like, boarded up house. Perfectly good school, boarded up house. It's like, what?
Yeah, and I take the worst, and it's, I mean,
just like all the kids, once they get out of school, "What are we going to do today? Free base in the basement?"
Yeah, DeSoto Bass is the worst ghetto in Dayton, and that's pretty much you don't go there unless you were either born there or you severely have no
choice. I remember when I didn't have a car and I had to take a bus. And I was supposed to take a stupid drug test because I got hurt at work. And even though I was perfectly fine, I told them I was perfectly fine. And they were like, "No, you got hurt on our watch. We got to make sure you weren't on any drugs."
Yeah, that happened to me too.
Yeah. And so I had to go all the way down to some weird drug testing facility or whatever. And of course, I overshot my bus because I was either reading on my phone or something. And I landed right in the smack dab middle of projects. The projects.
Where at?
I don't know.
It was no, I mean East like Dayton. East Dayton.
It had to be around UD because the place. Well, let's put it this way: the place that I did the drug testing at,
mm-hmm.
like a 10-minute walk around, and I was at Welcome Stadium. So I had to be near there.
But, oh, I know what area you're talking about.
But it looked just like the projects you would see like out of a ghetto movie, like just like them. And you just see people out there in white, long ass white t-shirts getting their hair braided, fucking loud ass rap music. And here I am with my, now this is back when smartphones weren't too common as they are now. So I just had my first major smartphone.
And what, the Pixie?
Huh?
What, the Pixie?
No. The one, there was a nice one before that I broke, and then I had to go to the Pixie.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, unfortunately, Pixie suck. Palm sucks in general. But I had my fancy small phone, and I was scared to fucking death because there's just this little white kid dressed in fucking brand new outfit that I bought because I was like, yeah, I'm making money. Yeah, I'm doing all right. And then fucking smack dab in the middle of projects. And I didn't want to start running because if I started running, I would draw attention to myself. So I'm just sitting there casually casually walking.
Casually that stroking.
That's what I did last night. That's why it has me all fucking mixed up. But I was casually walking. Or I wanted to say strolling. That's what I wanted to say. But it came out stroking.
Oh, it came out after stroking.
Yeah, I bet it did. But it was terrifying nonetheless.
Yeah, I remember I had to take a drug test. And I don't know why when I was going to start working for Walmart. Why they made me take a drug test in the middle of bumfuck nowhere. I had to go to Valley Street to get my drug test. And Valley Street is...
Oh, yeah, I know Valley Street.
Literally a shitty area. Like...
It depends on how... the closer you get to downtown, the shittier it gets.
Yeah, this was further away from downtown.
Well, I mean, if you go too far from downtown, you get into Huber, and Huber's not bad at all.
Yeah, I didn't get that. I didn't get to be that fortunate.
I
got to the part of Valley Street where there was one bus that came there, like, every 5 hours. It came there, and then it went the fuck away.
This whole place is fucking crazy.
Now, granted, it was worth it because I got the job and lost it a month later.
What job was that?
Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
When someone stole 3 fucking iPad 2s on my watch.
And
not just
blamed
my, you and not just my
else.
Watch, but also a cashier and 2 managers.
And the only one they got rid of was you because they were like, well, it had to be you. You opened the case.
Yep. It's apparently that first in, first out shit.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, last in, first
out. Oh, they suck.
But I am okay with that because I've moved on from there and now making
better things happen.
Substantially much more money than Walmart.
Not to jump off the hood. Well, I am not jumping off the hood subject because this fucking crazy shit happened a week ago. I was driving. I was picking up a friend. Well, we got off our shifts end around like 3:30 in the morning, and we wanted to go play some Borderlands 2 together. Because the game just came out and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's not driving right now. So, he was like, hey, could you pick me up at my place? He lives off of Fairview and Wheatley. No, at first I was like, well, you know, I've dropped them off before. It's usually not bad. I'm like, yeah, whatever. But the problem is, I'm loading up the TV I use to transfer and play games with everybody. So I like to bring my own screen. So, I have that screen... And then a spare screen, because I didn't want to leave him hanging. I don't like playing split screen, so I might as well bring my own second screen. So I have that and the Xbox, all that stuff in the back seat. And our shift ends or whatever, I load up everything, and I go up to pick him up. And I swear to God, as soon as I turn onto his street, first of all, he's not waiting outside. That's a big problem with me. Especially when you live in the hood and it's freaking 4 in the morning, it's pitch black outside, you need to stand outside and watch. Because I can't sit there. First of all, Fairview, there's going to be cops everywhere. And they're going to think I'm either drug dealing or I'm pimping you or something crazy. And, I mean, if you saw the dude, you'd understand like why they would really zoom in on us. Because he's a big guy. He's a pretty big guy. So... I mean, it either looks like we're getting ready to start some shit or something of that nature. It's not just going to look good for cops.
But I think that you stole the shit that you brought in your back seat.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to thought it was all hot. I'm like, nope, I bought all this. I don't have the receipts, but you just got to take my word on it. So I turn on to Wheatley from Fairview, and there's this guy with this long, white-ass t-shirt. Or whatever, just waving me down, running towards my car. Just, hey! And he's just this, I booked it. He just heard my tire squeal. I was like, gone. And he wasn't outside, so I had to give him a call. Like, hey, sorry, dude. I'm like, you weren't waiting outside, and there was some dude trying to fucking get to my car. Maybe he thought I was selling drugs or something. Or maybe he saw that TV in the back and decided, I'm gonna rob this motherfucker. What was that?
I don't know. That was really weird. Oh, never mind.
What was it?
Nothing. Just go ahead.
Oh, somebody Skyping something?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anyway. I mean, that was... That fucking scared the living daylights out of me. I was like a guy going, hey, running towards my car. And I was just like, I don't like this dude. I'm going to fly away. Needless to say, we had to postpone that.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, I shouldn't say postpone because I eventually swung, I recalled him and I swung back around and got him. But I was like, from here on out, you got to be, I don't care, you're going to have to stand on the corner and look like a prostitute. Because this shit ain't happening again. I'm not doing it. I'm like, nope.
Speaking of Borderlands, we are going to get some new DLC coming out soon.
Well, at least a new character.
Counts as DLC.
Yeah. Get a new character. I want, like, more stories and stuff, but it's probably going to take them a while to get it done.
Oh, yeah. Then, we're getting a new character named Gage, also known as the Necromancer.
Gage looks pretty, assuming that if you know everything Borderlands, you've seen the Echoes. Mm-hmm. Or you've seen the, just a YouTuber. She's pretty funny. I mean, she, sounds like your typical, like, middle-class teenager.
Middle-class teenager.
She's very anti-bullying, which I kind of like. I like her approach to bullying.
I wouldn't say so far as middle class. I would probably say upper middle class. Because the fact that she has all this free time to just build robots and shit.
And then she has a dad that brings her hot cocoa. And tells her to keep it down.
Damn, that's hot good cocoa.
You knew she was going to drink that damn cocoa.
Then she gets away with swearing.
Yeah, that whole character looks pretty good.
Yeah, that character brings a lot of interest, and I really can't wait to play her. She comes out on the 16th, which I believe I may have that day off.
Oh, Doom comes out that day. Fuck. That's going to be a hard decision.
Oh, no.
I'll glitch her to level 50 and then go play Doom. Probably what I'll do.
As far as other video games, I really haven't touched Resident Evil 6.
I've touched a lot of Resident Evil 6.
Because I haven't had the money to. I've been spending it on other things like groceries and gas.
Well, let me branch off a little bit and give my review. In fact, you know what I'm going to start doing when I play new games? I'm going to start doing tweet views where I review the game with my tweets. I'm just going to put out like 3 or 4 tweets. Or let's put it this way. I've been thinking about the fact, like, do I want to do it in multiple tweets? Or if I just want to put the review into one tweet? I want to do multiple tweets because more people will get a chance to read it. And then I want to do it in one tweet because why not just make a blog for it if you're going to use multiple tweets?
Yeah, I would say do it in one tweet, like... The short.
And I'm trying to come up with my own rating system. I don't want to go so many numbers out of 10 or so many out of 5 stars. I just want to have, like, must buy. No, I think of... I'm going to put, like, hell yeah. And then yeah. And then okay. And then maybe. And then no. And then... get the fuck out, or something like that. Like, hell no, or something like that. That's what I'll come up with. Like, a tiered system where I'm like, yes, this game's awesome! Or, yeah, the game's great! Or, nah, it's okay! Or, get the shit away from me!
Speaking of Resident Evil 6 and you tweeting about it, what the hell is Resident Expendable 6?
Resident Expendable 6 is for my new, new tank for it. Because if you think, I mean, this goes part of my review. And that's if you want a Resident Evil game, like a true Resident Evil game, this game isn't for you. It's going to meet, it's like a whole bunch of people who've already reviewed the game professionally. They've given it pretty damn poor reviews, and it all comes down to, this isn't Resident Evil, it's something else. I've only read one review that actually lambasted it for bad controls, in which I say that dude's a retard. I'm like, no, the game doesn't have bad controls. you probably could manage it poorly. But the controls really aren't bad. I mean, they're not perfect. Don't get me wrong. There are some hiccups with it. But it's not... They're not horrible. It doesn't make the
game... They're not Resident Evil 1 controls, so therefore it's bad controls.
But that's really an oxymoron, because Resident Evil controls were horrible. And this, and believe, this is coming from a true diehard Resident Evil fan. I've speed ran 1, 2, 3... not 4. I didn't speed run 4. And I tried to speed run Code Veronica, but I die all the time. But, I mean, I am a pretty damn hardcore Resident Evil fan, and I'm telling you, those controls suck. Their story always sucked. If you play Resident Evil, and again, if you're playing Resident Evil 6 for a story, like for a rich, compelling story, don't. Because it doesn't have one. But that's the glory of the game. The reason why it's an Expendables game is because it's an Expendables game. Resident Evil Expendables 6 is an Expendables game. It's full of Michael Bay-esque explosions everywhere. A handgun, if you shoot something in the head, their head explodes. That only happens in Expendables. And it's all full, and it's full of freaking 30-foot jumps they make in the nick of time. Like, you'll see this huge gap, and they're like, slow motion in the middle of the air, and you're just like, you know you're going to make it, because obviously, you know, you hit the right button for them to make it. But it's still, you're just in awe, like, really? And then they're, like, falling from great heights and out of helicopters, and then they land, and then they just do a perfect technical roll, and then they're perfectly fine, or they smack a cop car into a pole, and they flip 800 times, and then they just crawl out with no scratches on them. I'm like, you serious?
Hey, the Resident Evil universe has been a lot stranger.
And then all the enemies, with the exception of the first, there's three separate campaigns. There's Leon's campaign, Chris's campaign, and then Jake Mueller's campaign. Jake is obviously Albert Wesker's son. Spoilers. Well, it couldn't be spoilers, because they told you that before the game
came out. Yeah, it was said in the trailer.
Yeah. So, slight spoilers if you haven't seen anything by now, but I'm going to spoil the hell out of the game anyway. So, you have those three campaigns, and then, I'm lost my train of thought talking about spoilers. God damn it, where was I?
Spoilers.
God damn it, don't bring me back to spoilers. I was trying to explain how it's,
this so game is full of spoilers.
It's full of Expendables, is what it is.
It's full of Expendable spoilers.
I talked about the explosions and the headshots and the freaking long jumps and the fact that they don't take any goddamn damage when they flip over cars and stuff blows up in front of their faces. And all the now I know where I'm going. All the enemies have guns. And they fire at you. Like, Resident Evil was all about dodging lickers and zombies and all these monstrosities. And eventually you'll see a big motherfucker that just tries to run you over with brute strength. No, these guys will just shoot you in the face. Poorly, I might add. I will say the AI in this game is fucking dumb. Really, really, really dumb. Not as dumb as the players that I play with, but almost as dumb. Like, when I started playing Resident Evil 6, I went on a rant on one particular dude that was just really, really bad at playing Resident Evil. But I've noticed back on the enemy AI, when I'm at a spot or whatever, it's like they have their AI script was written for them to be at a certain spot before they even start fighting you. So I'm going to see a wave of zombies, and I'm like, oh crap, I need to kill them. They run right by me, run past me, get to a certain spot on the steps, then turn around and start attacking me.
So can't you just, like, kill them when they're in front of you? And then as soon as they turn behind you, like, kill them?
Yeah, but I've seen that instance all the time. It's like they have to be at a certain spot. Like, they spawn, they run to a certain spot, and then they can start attacking you. Before they get there, all they're concerned with is getting at that spot. So if you block them, they just stare at you. Like, can I get that spot, please, so I can bite your face off? Thank you.
Shouldn't video games have had a lot, like, since PS, what, fucking 2, had smarter AI than that?
PS1's enemy, Resident Evil 1's enemies had smarter AI than those fucking dumbasses. I mean, they were really, I guess you could knock them for that, because they're... I mean, it's not just the zombies, everything. They're militiamen. All their monsters have that weird issue where as soon as they spawn, they have to hit a certain spot. Now, you won't notice it most of the game because those spots are in places that you can't really reach, or you're like too far in the stage to really get there in time. But there'll be a couple times where I'm just dashing through the stage because I just want the stage to end. At this point, I'm like, you know what? I just want to move on to the next thing. I don't have very much ammo at this point. I don't want to sit here and fight 30 guys. I'm just going to dash past them. And that's when you'll notice. They'll just run right by you until they get to a certain part, and then they'll start attacking you. It's really weird. But now, even with that, I mean, the AI has other hiccups too. Like, they can't aim worth a shit. Like, even in professional mode, they'll be right in front of you, and you'll hear their SMG go off. And you won't take any damage. You'll just hear... And you're standing right in front of it, like, why didn't it hit me? Now, I know that's, like, okay to decrease the...
That sounds really stupid.
Yeah. I understand, I'm like, well, you gotta make it... You can't make the game way too hard, but if they're right in front of you, they deserve to hit you. Yeah. Because they're right in front of you. And the worst thing is, their gun's pointing right at you. It's not like it's off on the screen and they're wet, flailing their arms or anything. It's right in front of you. You hear the gun go off, and you're not taking any damage. Like, why are you firing that thing?
That actually makes me kind of sad, because I remember in Resident Evil 5, even with the machine gun Maginis, when they would fire at you, if they would fire at you, and you would at least take one, and then you would be in that recovery state even when they're still firing.
I mean, that stuff happens too. But it's...
And that was still even from a distance. You mean to tell me that
this
new AI can't
hit you? Well, in Resident Evil 5, there wasn't nearly as much gunplay as there is in 6. Like, especially in Chris's campaign. Chris's campaign is nothing but guns. Like, just everybody has guns. It's kind of depressing knowing in a Resident Evil game. Because you're thinking, okay, it's going to be like Resident Evil 5, where you'll have them run up and they have their axes and their scythes and whatever they're going to hack you with. And then it's just like, no, none of that. We're going to have the occasional machete guy. Like, every once in a while you'll see a guy with a machete, and then everyone else has automatic rifles. And you're like, what? But, I mean, eventually you get used to it. The cover system's not perfect. Like, it's not Gears of War. It's not good as Gears of War. But, I mean, it's... For games of its type, like, I'm going to probably compare it to Army of Two and games like that, its cover system's much advanced over Army of Two.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not nearly as bad as Army of Two, but it's not as good as Gears of War either. I mean, I would probably rate it as using my new tweet review rating as a yeah. Not necessarily a hell yeah, but it's great. It's really fun to play. The multiplayer is where it really shines, because in the multiplayer, not only can you get a co-op partner, which makes the game a hell of a lot more fun if you're playing with a person, because the AI has the opposite effect. Like, I'm thinking going in Resident Evil 6, the AI is going to be dumb, because AI's 4 was dumb, AI's partner AI was extremely dumb. Like, she got Sheva when I played in Resident Evil 5 got me in a lot of bad situations. In Resident Evil 6, they're fucking smart. All their shots hit, they have infinite ammo, infinite health, so you could just let them take a beating. They go to their objectives, and they do them cleanly. So you don't have to worry about getting them out of any bad situations. I mean, it makes the game too easy. Which is the complete opposite effect of what I thought they would do. But, I mean, it still kind of takes the fun out. A co-op partner is definitely a must if you really want to enjoy Resident Evil 6. On top of that, there's Agent Hunt mode, where somebody can join your game as a creature and then try to kill you.
Oh, that's
pretty interesting. And then the best part about that is that there's no, you know how, like, certain games, if there's an enemy, you put your reticle over them and you see their gamer tag? Mm-hmm. There's nothing of that. You don't know which monster they are.
Ah.
So, I mean, they could be a Magini sniper, or they could be someone, you know, some other monster or whatever, like a zombie or whatever. You can't tell. The only way you can tell is if they do something extremely smart. That's usually when I can tell. Because they'll say, so-and-so joins the game. And you're like, okay, which one is it? And then you'll notice, like, a zombie attack from an angle that no zombie has ever attacked from. And you're like, oh, that's the player. And then you usually kill them, and then if you've done it correctly, it'll say, so-and-so left the game. Or you die, and it'll say, so-and-so left the game. That's how you know you got killed by them. So far, if they're monsters, I can win. Because I haven't played Agent Hunt mode just yet. But I've heard through other reviewers that the controls are pretty bad on it. But, I mean, again, I don't know if I want to give it any merit. I will try it myself. But I thought that was really neat. Like, not only have a person jump in as an enemy in the middle of the storyline, but do it anonymously. Like, you don't know which one is which. And I think that's really... I think, hopefully, that catches on in some other games in the future. Like, I'd love to see that in, like, a Halo game, or maybe even a Call of Duty game or whatever. Maybe not so much Call of Duty, because that would really piss me off. Because sometimes you have to rely on stupid AI to get through different parts, and if they're smart as a human, that means, A, their shots aren't going to miss nearly as much, and then, B,
they're going to use tactics. That'd actually work if they... Because I know they did it in Left 4 Dead, but if they just removed, like, the tag so that you wouldn't know which zombie...
Well, Left 4 Dead has, like, a versus mode. It's not like they joined it anonymously. You know that you're playing against these people.
Yeah, but I'm saying if they implemented that in Left 4 Dead.
Oh, yeah, something like that in Left 4 Dead, yeah. Where they wouldn't tell you. Just have them spawn in and out. That would be nice. But, I mean, I really like that in Resident Evil. Another thing regarding the internet is the three separate storylines intertwine at certain points. And if other players are playing those characters, your games intersect. So, if I'm playing a Jake storyline and you're playing a Chris storyline, and in the game they're supposed to meet up, then it's very possible that our storylines intertwine. We have to help each other to advance. Or even compete with each other to get certain things. Like, there's certain... there's a scenario late in the game between Leon and Chris where you have to unlock these doors. And the person who does it the fastest, there's three chests of like special skills and ammo waiting at the end of it. So whoever goes first gets to get all those chests. And the other person can't.
Oh, that's weird. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, except the fact that I can't get anybody to intersect my game at that point. So it's just like the computer wins all the time. Because I'm not as fast as the computer.
Get faster?
Huh?
Get faster?
You have to have perfect fucking aim. I mean, like, perfect aim. Even when I try quickshotting, which is my way of getting rid of the accuracy of it. Because you can hit L left trigger and right trigger, or R2 and L2, depending on your system you got it for. But you tap them together, and they'll immediately turn to the closest enemy and fire at them. And these monsters are so fast. Well, they're not even monsters. They're like little Roombas with bombs on them. So there's just these small discs that run across the floor, and if you get close to them, they blow up. And even with the shotgun spread, I do a quick shot at them, and I miss. So I'm like, you know what? There's no way I'm getting through this. I'm just going to have to fucking deal with it. But I guess all in all, my Resident Evil review is, if you're looking for that classic Resident Evil feel to it, even if you're looking for something more Resident Evil 4-ish, you're going to be disappointed. But if you're looking for just a great action game, you'll be satisfied. You'll be pretty happy with it.
There is one action game that I'm sad that I don't have and can't get to.
What's that?
And that's still Thieves in Time. But I haven't actually read any reviews for it, so I don't know if it's good or bad. I would be hoping that it would be good.
Is it still made by, Naughty Dog didn't make it, did they?
Sucker Punch made it.
Oh. I'm not too familiar with Sucker Punch. I don't know.
They made a lot of games, actually.
I don't know. You could check the review on it.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. But recently all I've been playing is more Borderlands. And
yeah, I played the shit out of Borderlands. I'm level 50. I've done all the quests.
God damn it.
I've was beaten typing Terramorphos.
I was typing it in, and I was like, I was supposed to put Sly Cooper Thieves in time. I typed in Sly Cooper Thieves in Borderlands.
God damn.
I tried Terramorphos, and I got two-shot very, very quickly.
Yeah, there's no true glitch spot in the thing, so which I think is fun. I beat it with Delvon after I glitched him to level 50, and then I duped my weapons so he could have perfect copies of my weapons. Which I know a lot of people are like, why aren't you playing the game as intended? You're fucking cheating. I'm like, oh, this guy only gets on like once a fucking week. If I'm going to play with him, this is the way to do it.
Oh, it looks like that the game didn't actually get released yet.
When does it come out?
It comes out February 3rd.
Oh, you got plenty of time.
Yep.
You'll have that.
And it is cross-platform. Well, cross-play.
All that means is you can play it on your Vita.
Yeah, you can play it on
Vita.
I kind
of want a Vita, but I don't know.
Play it on Vita and continue it on the PS3. And you can also go suck a dick because I don't have either of those systems.
Or you can just work harder and then go buy one. Maybe sell yourself to some fat chicks.
No, no more of that.
Well, speaking of which, you do have a lady interest now, don't you?
Yes, I do. And she is not fat. And I should probably put an applause in here somewhere.
I'll do it. Yay. She's not fat.
But the last two girls I've been involved with, we'll just say, one's an ex and more is like an ex-fuck buddy.
Yeah.
Have not been skinny in either which way, shape, or form.
You know what? I don't really care because I don't like to be the cliche guy that says it's on the inside, but I've dated girls of all shapes, sizes, and colors, except for a certain shape, color, and size that I want that I can't fucking find in Dayton because it's too damn rare. But outside of that, I mean, it's all but one, and it's just like, especially as I'm getting older, it matters less and less. Like, of course, when you're in high school or whatever, all you want is the hottest chick. And it's not really because you want the hot... It's not because she does anything for you. It's just you think it'll make you happy. It'll make your high school life easier because you got the hottest chick in school.
Yeah. But I mean,
it's hard to explain for me, but...
With me, it wasn't really as much a size. It was much of the attitude that came with the size. Like... Well, with most skinny girls, they already know that they're pretty attractive. Some will think, like, they're the best thing ever, but whatever. But with most girls that are, like, big in size, they're always constantly, like, putting themselves down for some reason. It's like, oh, well, I don't know why you're with me. I'm fat and I'm ugly and blah, blah, blah. And that shit is just not good for relationship material at all. And that's shit that I had to deal with twice. And I'm not...
I'm telling you right now, low self-esteem can go with skinny girls just as bad as big girls, especially when they're afraid of becoming big girls. Because then they'll eat a decent-sized meal. Like, you take one out to Golden Corral, and then next thing you know, I don't want to eat too much because I don't want to get fat. I'm like, bitch, you're fine. Eating one big-ass meal is not going to hurt you unless you throw it up, which I know you probably will in the bathroom in about 10 minutes.
But yeah, the girl that I'm actually talking to is actually a pretty cool chick. And she's a gamer.
Well, yeah, I don't figure you would be dating a non-gamer.
Well, I have. Twice.
I think there's just...
Actually, no.
I don't really want to... I mean, because I think you were going for the same thing I went for when I was your age, and that was put out quotient.
Actually, well, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
No, the one I did date, she was a gamer. Not a big gamer, but she did play video games, and she also played D&D. She was more tabletop than a video gamer.
But the put-out quotient was high.
The put-out quotient was so fucking high.
That's the point. I mean, that's when you're younger, that's the one thing you look out for more than anything, I believe. Unless you have a fucking a silver spoon up your ass, you don't care. It's just like... You don't want a fucking wildebeest. I'm sorry for saying that. But
I had an aluminum spoon. Does that count?
No.
Damn.
Doesn't count at all, sir. It has to be silver or better. I just don't know a lot of people with golden spoons in their ass. I just know a lot. I know silver spoons. I know those.
I don't know anyone
with those 20/20 rich kids are like, I gotta have the cheerleader of the high school. I'm not gonna be happy, brah. Those guys. I want them to fucking jump off cliffs, but they probably would if some freaking cool new band told them to. Yeah. You know what? I should become the cool new band. I should just start something, a worldwide hit sensation, and then just put out a random song called Jump Off a Bridge. Where I encourage all my fans to jump off bridges.
EVF Miage.
Oh, yeah. Join the Navy. That'd be worse. I don't want the greedy Fat Cat Corporation people to make profit off of that. So I won't tell them to join the Navy. Just jump off a bridge. It's much faster. If you're not going to join a bridge, then please join the Navy.
Wow. Actually, I want to break that up because some gaming news has just popped up that I actually now want to discuss. About reports that Microsoft might be ditching its Microsoft Points system with the new Windows 8 update, which is stupid. Not the points disappearing, that's pretty stupid in itself, but I'm saying Windows 8 in general is kind of stupid because it's based off of the Windows tablet PC, and they're making it to not only an operating system for home PCs, but also server PCs.
Which I've heard much love and much hate about Windows 8. I haven't really used it too much. I mean, the PC we're using now has Windows 8, and parts of it really irritate me. But also, it's a valuation copy, and it's used by somebody who doesn't really utilize Windows 8 to its full potential. So I don't really want to base my experience off of what he's running. Well, when I get the full Windows 8 experience, and then, like, once I get it for myself and I can customize it and all of that, then I'll make a verdict. But
I'm pretty much a
person. I know Gabe Newell from Steam is loathing Windows 8 right now.
Well, yeah.
So I mean, I'm sure there's some merit to their arguments.
But the thing is, I'm as known, I'm an IT person.
Yeah,
I don't think that it's, like, it works for tablets. I don't think it should be implemented with PC on how it's made. Unless your PC is, like, a touchscreen, like, you have an all-in-one or a touchscreen.
Well, you can monitor. Go into desktop mode. Like, you can make it set to only desktop mode, which runs just like Vista. Which is, I mean, not Vista, but Windows 7 Vista. Well, 7 and Vista are pretty much the same, minus some minor technical upgrades, but
even still, why would you have that as a default? Because it just looks, it does look really weird, but that's from Windows to Windows on how the previous one looked to the next one. But just have,
I mean, I like the tablet view, except you can't really interact with the tablet view outside of your mouse, so it's kind of a hassle. It looks nice, but it's a hassle to mess around with. I've seen desktop only, and I don't think that's a problem. Outside of, I don't see a lot of support, like, from third parties for Windows 8 yet. So I'm probably going to, anytime a new Windows operating system comes out, I give it about a year or so to get to its Service Pack 1. Because I'm pretty sure when Windows 8 gets Service Pack 1, it'll be okay. And that's when I got Windows Vista, that's when I got 7, was when Service Pack 1 hit. So I'll just wait for Service Pack 1. But they're abolishing Microsoft Point. Well, I know they plan on giving you prizes for your gamer score now. That your gamer score will actually be able to give you rewards.
That would actually be,
that's something they wanted to implement when the Xbox first came out, but they didn't. I guess they just didn't see how gamer score would work. They were afraid that people were going to find ways to manipulate their score, which they do anyway. They hack. But they didn't know what type of prizes they wanted to give and all of that. Mm-hmm. Like, they were actually thinking about using the Microsoft points as the gamer score is like Microsoft points, where you can use it to put towards new games that come out. Mm-hmm. Like, you could spend your gamer score that way. But, you know, I could see why they're reluctant, because you're going to have hackers that either cheat their way through the achievements, or they will just find a way to manipulate their game or score in general without even playing any games, and then using them to, you know, pretty much deflate their whole Microsoft economy, so they went points route. Are they abolishing points, like, for favor of just normal prices?
Yeah, that's the report. It's not a definitive, but...
Well, I see one way for doing that, because you can't avoid sale tax anymore. Like, with the points cards, you could buy them at, like, Speedway or something and not pay sales tax. And they don't add sales tax to the points that you actually use when you're buying stuff online. Mm-hmm. So when something's 800 Microsoft points, it's $5. That's completely equivalent to $4.99. Therefore, no sales taxes went through either of those transactions. So switching it to $5.99 will guarantee that you're paying sales tax no matter what.
Well, even so, if you buy it on the Xbox itself or on Xbox's website, it's still the same price, like no sales tax. So pretty much you just pay the same price as you would for like a gamer card, or like a points card, or a gold card. Mm. It's pretty much the same. But that's still just really weird how they're ditching the points thing for probably just prices. Like, it's not definitive yet. I'm sure there's
other economical reasons too.
But I would like to see how...
I don't have the story in front of me, so I can't really study it in depth.
Yeah, I would like to see how it works out in the future. Because so far, it still hasn't... it's not like that yet. But there's reports saying that with the new launch of the OS, that it'll become like that. Which they say... which the new OS launches this month, actually. The 26th.
Again, I'll probably wait till the service pack one before I start messing with it.
Mm-hmm. And as I was saying before with the OS, going back to this, Windows 8 operating system is okay for tablets. Love-hate relationship. Some people like it, some people don't. I know I don't with the PCs. This operating system doesn't work for a server at all. Like, having to do all that... having the tablet view for a server machine is pretty stupid. And that's my opinion in general. And there's other people who probably share the same way. Some people probably think it's innovative. I just think it's really stupid to have a tablet view on a PC that you're going to be working on. Like, even Server 2008, which is the last edition of it, still looks like it would. Still looks like the one before, which is Server 2003. Pretty much that same bar, the same standard Windows layout.
Yeah.
Like, if you can switch it, that'll be fine. It'll be better off in the end. But to have that as a default makes it look really goofy. It makes it look like something that should be used for a server machine, nonetheless.
Yeah, I could definitely see the problem with, well, why would you put aesthetics like that with a server machine anyway? In your server edition, why would you do that? That's what makes no sense to me. A server is not a tablet. In fact, servers not used for anything fun or recreational at all. They're strictly for function. They're either for storing and handling data, or they're used for communication throughout an entire network. They're not used, like, you're not going to play your Windows media from a server.
Right.
So, I mean, the have tablet mode in a server makes no sense. I hope that they've already addressed that situation. I mean, they might have already addressed it. Maybe you can choose server mode or something.
It's possible, but it's just...
I haven't looked too much into it. I didn't really think about them putting tablet mode for servers, mainly because I thought, like, why would you do that? That makes no sense.
Yeah, which is, even still, I hope that the place I work at doesn't use it. If they do, then
there's something wrong. No, businesses, they don't really upgrade to state-of-the-art.
Yeah, because...
Like, they really don't.
Especially with IT businesses. Well, they won't upgrade to state-of-the-art unless it's, like, proven to be much more effective and
Unless their customers want it.
Well, if their customers want it, they have to buy it. And even still, if if it completely, like, more than outperforms the legacy, then that's when they'll probably do the upgrade, especially if the legacy is dying out.
I'm like, I know, for example, at my work, they're still using, they're using server XP. So, I mean...
Yeah.
But I mean, it works for them, so...
Yeah, just like where I work at, one of our legacy machines is dying, so we've been installing new machines to replace that. Because we know it's going to die. It's coming soon. And we have been doing new work with building a new environment to replace that legacy so that it'll keep going on without a hitch. Especially since it's customer data.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can't have that server down.
No.
That'd be fun to build, though.
No, it is not.
It'd be fun for me. I love building. I love building computers, even servers. I like building servers.
Servers suck.
I mean, that's probably for someone who doesn't take a lot of joy in opening up and messing with the guts of computer parts. Yeah. I'm sure it's not a walk in the park, but...
There's your phone.
Shit. Right here. Just a warning, there's a small chance that when you make a phone call, the phone might freeze because I need to get it repaired.
I need to get a new phone in general because my phone sucks ass and I don't like it.
It seems like everybody's phone is having some sort of problem one way or the other.
That's because smartphones suck. They really do. Yeah. They're really awesome, but they suck at the same time.
They got more possibilities.
Cameo from Steve, everybody.
But another thing, shit. Well, I'm actually done talking about servers because the more I think about it, the more I'm just wondering what the hell was Microsoft thinking.
But with the Windows 8 server?
Yeah, and then I realized, wait, Microsoft. This is Microsoft. Yeah, Microsoft.
See, a lot of I make fun of Apple way more than I do Microsoft. Like, Apple. I'll tell you one thing that's really pissed me off with Apple. I was going to get an iPhone 5 until I heard that they allowed third-party software on the iPhone 5 to where they can shut off any camera usage if you're in a certain area. Like, say you're at a concert or something.
Mm-hmm.
Now Apple has the ability to turn off your phone if you're trying to take any camera, like camera footage of an event. What scares me about it is not that you're going to go to a comedy club or a concert or any of things and that and try to film it. It's what happens if you go protest. Let's say you're doing a protest against something and then you're trying to film that. Or maybe you noticed a crime, like a police brutality or something like that. And you're like, oh shit, I want to get this on the internet. I want to inform the public. And then Apple turns your phone off.
Okay.
That really bothers me.
Yeah, that is really,
I mean, I'm not buying an iPhone 5 strictly for that reason.
Like, if it was like high level security reasons, then I would understand getting phones turned off and such. Like,
even so, you own that phone. That's the biggest reason why Apple won't let you mess with the battery.
Because
they want that GPS on the entire time. They want to be able to consistently track you, and that it just doesn't bode well with me. Because I just keep thinking of, hey, it's just avoiding privacy rights completely. And then, two, like, if something happens in the term of dissent, like a protest or something going wrong that Apple doesn't want you to see, or somebody that is in the area that don't want you to see, can contact Apple or contact this third party, and then they can just shut down your phone. I think I want to read more into it because I don't want to think they absolutely turn your phone completely off. Although I think with the software they could. I think they just disable your camera.
I've never been a big Apple person myself in general.
Neither have I, but I think with these new privacy infringement software, it's just no.
But somebody's
I'm totally off of buying an iPhone.
But somebody's going to find a way to hack that.
And I hope so.
Speaking of hacking,
they need to be hacked.
And speaking of hacking, if you are a fan,
are you talking about that? Wow.
Yes.
All right, he's laughing too much. Let me.
All right, I got it.
Description. You got it?
Okay. Yeah. If you are a person who plays World of Warcraft and you happen to be in the servers or towns of Ugrimmar, Stormwind, Terran Mill.
Ugrimmar is the guy who was hacking.
No, these are the Also oh, places.
Oh, okay.
Ugamar, Stormwind, Terran Mill, Ragnaros, Draenor, and Twisted Nether. You were probably pissed yesterday because it seems like everyone was in the town. Everything was going normal. Then all of a sudden, the entire town just got stormed by a bunch of level one monsters. Not, it doesn't say specifically which kind, but it was just
level one. Was it level one monsters or level one people?
It just says by a vicious Roman gang of level one, so I'm gonna guess monsters.
Nope. Level ones are people that are playing. They just started counts.
Even still, it got stormed by a bunch of level ones and wiped out every other person and NPC in the entire town.
Yeah.
It got to the point where you walk through the town and it's just a bunch of dead bodies.
Which, there is some YouTube footage on it.
Yeah, but even still, just thinking that...
Yeah, you, I won't even make a call.
You got... Yeah. You... It's like, no matter what level you are, you lost to a bunch of level ones. That's the part that makes me laugh a lot. Like, no matter what, you just lost to a bunch of level ones. You got raped by a level one.
But the thing is, it's not a true level one. It's not like...
Well, granted, like, yeah, somebody hacked it. But just thinking about it...
That'd be like, okay... Like, if you're playing Borderlands or something, and somebody joined your game as a level one and killed you and took all your loot, would you really be laughing that he's a level one? Or you'd be pissed that somebody just came in your game and hacked the shit out of you? I mean, that's...
Well, I'd be pissed at first, but then I'll laugh at it later.
I can see that point, but I really can't stand hackers. I just can't, for the most part. I mean, there's people that hack for the side of good, and that
you can't stand the black hats.
Yeah, I can't understand why people just want to ruin other people's games.
Because what else is there for
them? Or not even, or take it a step further, people that just want to fish to make money. Or crack into websites and get people's customer data. I mean, and now really it all comes down to, I don't want to make an honest living. I want a life of crime. I want a life of fast money. So this is what I'm going to do. And that really pisses me off. Because it's like, most of us are just trying to live honestly in this, and live decent lives. And well, then
that's why they're the white hats, and then they're also the double agents, as I call them, but the gray hats.
Now, explain this to our listeners. They might not know.
Okay, there are three types of hackers. White hats, people who pretty much hack their own systems to find out any security vulnerabilities to upgrade or update them. Basically, people who make sure that their shit doesn't get infiltrated. Then you have the black hats, the people who hack other people's systems to get information and other stuff. Basically, people who like to fuck shit up. Then they're the gray hats, or the double agents. Basically, they do both. They can pretty much work for either side. They can, like, hack other people's systems and then help that person, like, fix it, or hack other people's systems to see what they're doing or how they have their stuff configured or what information they're protecting so that they know how to protect their own and not get hacked the same way. It's really the gray hats are weird. It's like really weird explaining it, but they're people who...
No, it makes sense. White's good, black's bad, and then gray can be either one.
Yeah.
Maybe white or a black hat any which day of the week. It just infuriates me. God damn it, I can't speak today. It pisses me off there. I'll just use piss me off again 8 billion times because I can't use other words today.
Hashtag piss me off.
Yeah. I just don't... It just baffles me why people want to... It's just... I don't like assholes. I just don't. Assholes on the internet. Assholes in real life. Especially when you add anonymity for it. Because it's like... Once you're anonymous... You can think, well, I could say what I want, do what I want. And of course, when people have that, most people decide they just want to be dicks. Because they can't be dicks in real life because people know who the fuck you are. So it's like the one time where you can go under a monocle of like Chi77 and then nobody's going to know who you are. And then just like, well, I'm going to say the most racial charged, or oh, I'm going to say the most defacing thing I can, or I'm going to try to degrade this person's humanity down to zero, or I'm going to do whatever. It's just like, I figure even when you're on an online moniker, do your best to be a good person.
There are some times when I do that, but it's only to people who are being dicks, and that's only because I can't say it to their face. Like, especially with gaming, it's...
Don't be a Yoto.
You only die once.
No, Yoto. You're only tough online.
Oh.
Well, no, I hate those dudes. Well, yeah, I mean, you can tell Yodos because they'll be like, "I'll fucking kick your ass, man. I'll do what." It's just like all this. Though, as soon as you call them on any of their racial epithets they thrown out, they immediately start going, "Man, I'll kick your ass. I could do this. I could do that." And then you meet them in real life. They're like fucking 400 pounds and barely fucking. They couldn't even run a 4 or 5 anything because they would just die.
Well, no, that actually falls in the same line of internet thugs. It's like, you don't want to see none of me. You don't want to see none of me. And it's like a fucking 15-year-old.
I see you on Facebook. You weigh like 110 pounds.
Your name is Ebenezer.
Yeah, exactly. Your fucking name is Ebenezer. Exactly. There's Yodos.
But then again, I always used to piss a lot of people off online on video games, especially Call of Duty. It was this one dude who was... I know he hates the shit out of me even still to this day. Because he was talking so much shit. And then we started playing and I was just mollywopping his ass. Just up and down. I pretty much embarrassed his whole team.
See, I don't mind trash talking on games. I mean, when you're in gaming, as long as you don't go too far.
But the thing is, I didn't trash talk. He was doing all the trash talking and... I didn't say anything.
Backing up your skills. I understand that.
Like, he was doing all this trying. He was like, and then he called out my gamer tag specifically. He was like, "Oh, I'm about to show you what," and just going on. I'm like, "Okay, all right, we'll see once the game starts." And then I'm the one who's leading the lobby, and I embarrass his entire team. I'm like, yeah, take that shit. Take that. And he signed off.
Yeah, well, of course.
It was fucking hilarious. I can't wait to start doing
like
that.
Like, I was in the middle of like a Doom lobby back in the Xbox Live days, and there's this guy like, "Yeah, I'm pretty awesome. I'm the MVP." He was talking all this mad fucking shit, and he was French. And I came in, and I just started, because the game already started. He's like, "I'm about to show this guy how it's done." And I'm like, obviously, he hasn't seen my rank. And then, like, 10 minutes later, I have like a 13-0 win on him or something. I'm like, "USA. USA. And he's like, "American prick. American prick." I still remember that.
American prick.
But I mean, trash talking in video games, it's not bad. Like, the trash talking in real life. Because at least trash talking in video game usually involves some provocation. Like, somebody being better than you at some. Because, I mean, you play Madden, you're going to see trash talk all the time. You play Street Fighter, there's trash talk there. Play Call of Duty, there's fucking multitudes of trash talk there, same as Halo. Anything that has any sort of competitiveness. But it makes sense in that environment. What doesn't make sense is when you're not in that environment. When you're, let's say, you see a news article. Like, one thing about news articles online now is you never read the comments. Because they're either going to be really, really, really bad, or immediately they're going to start attacking somebody in the forum that says something really, really bad.
Or, "Nice truck, bro."
That was the best comment ever.
They're only going to be really racist or really stupid or really bad or nice truck.
We talked about it. That episode didn't air yet because this is going to be a doubleheader. Both our episodes are going up. So last week's episode and this week's episode are all in one gigantic... I guess, rapping for everybody to listen to or not listen to or whatever. But...
Which I actually have to say, I'm sorry for not getting the last episode.
Well, your laptop died.
My
laptop.
I'm kind of
sorry because I didn't notify anybody. To this day, I haven't. Because I'm so bad on Twitter.
I should have notified, but I was just so saddened by the fact that my laptop just kaput. It just kaput. I was like, yeah, I was going to load it up and the screen just kaput. I was like, "No." And then I'm getting interpretive dance of all my actions.
And now we're joined by Dark Shimoto. He just walked into the room.
And
I only have one question for him. Why is it so hot in here?
You can keep those bitches right where you live. You can take them right back where you live. Get them out of this hotel because you know what, man? You know what?
But it's getting hot in here.
I have not stolen anyone's music, so I'm not going to die in the name of white. I'm not going to die in the name of white or be killed.
I gotta give that a movie review. It's last night we saw this Korean movie called White. It's on Netflix, so you need to get take yourself. It's a pretty long-winded movie, about a little, maybe a little over 2 hours, but settle down some time and watch this movie. It's about good.
Watch it.
A Japanese pop band that pretty much sucks. They're called the Pink Dolls, and they suck. They just suck. And then they move into a new studio, and the main character finds this tape called White. And then she plays the tape, which is strangely a VHS, in the middle of 2011. And she has a VCR player in her freaking house attached to a big screen LCD TV. Which what makes no fucking sense. That's... It should have been a fucking DVD. But anyways, it's a VHS. That's just like fucking
having the Samsung Galaxy X3 or the iPhone 5 with like the old school fucking phone antennas attached to them.
No, that's like... Finding you have a Galaxy S3 and somebody puts it in MPEG format. You're trying to play that. You're like, what the fuck, really? Mm-hmm. Who the fuck recorded an MPEG? No, this ain't 2001.
No, not MPEG. We gotta go further back than that. We gotta go with OGGs.
Not Og Vorbis, but anyway. It's this video of this chick dancing. And, these, like, chicks dancing in this song. And the song really kicks ass. So she's like, oh man, we could really use this song. Has anybody used this song before? No. So nobody's used the song. So they decide to reproduce the song for themselves. And then make the video and everything. And they become super popular. And then this ghost starts. Because, you know, of course, all Far East fucking movies have to deal with fucking supernatural ring ghosts with long hair. You can't see the face. And they bend backwards and all that shit. So, you know, it's those type of movies. But it's really good. It has a lot of twists and turns in it. And right before the ghost attacks the person it's going to attack, they always go to the main character and say, you know, it's pretty hot in here. And that's when you know the ghost is coming. You're like, oh, shit, here it comes. So now I need to... That's when I went to Kyle. I was like, hey, it's hot in here, guy.
It is a recommended watch. It's the kind of horror movie that builds suspense and lets you understand it near the end.
Yeah, in the end, it makes perfect sense. Despite the ending, it's like total bullshit.
Other than movies that are talking about cutting off fingers if you don't strangle children.
Oh, yes! Oh, well, the one we watched before White was it was a movie compilation called The Three Extremes, also on Netflix. Go ahead and check that out. I don't know what our Far East addiction was, but we had a lot of Far East horror movies last night. And the first one was made by a Chinese... person, Fruit Chan was his name, the director.
Fruit Chan.
Yes.
Sure, was it Fruity?
Nope.
Damn, that would be awesome if it was.
It probably would be, but it was Fruit Chan, and it was really good, really disgusting because it involves eating fetus, but
fetus.
Fetus eating.
Embryo grown.
Pretty much, in dumpling form, and it looked awfully like the stuff you would find at P.F. Chang's.
Yeah, the most disturbing thing.
So now I want to order some wonton soup with some fetus. And people are like, oh, why would you want to do that? Watch the movie. You'd see why I'm kind of thinking about it.
I don't want to eat that shit.
The second one, it was like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That had total peanut butter and jelly written all over it. It was really, really fun. It had the wackiest serial killer I've ever seen in my life. Like, basically, as he was mentioning about the piano thing, it was this movie director goes home and he's going to start looking at why, like reviewing a film. You'll never get to that film. Don't even worry about the film.
Porn.
It probably was a porn.
Totally porn.
Yeah, he was totally porn. But he's in the middle of his house. He starts working on some drink or whatever. And all the lights go out. Somebody drinks his drink. And then... when he puts up a lighter to see, like, to walk through the house, the guy shows up with a can of aerosol and just goes...
That's some bullshit.
So the guy I guess he gets knocked out or something, wakes up, and tied to his waist is around, like, this long-ass whoopee cushion, like, material or whatever. So anytime he tries to run towards the killer, he gets snapped back to the wall. And then his wife is has her hands super glued to a piano, and all these strings are what are keeping her in place, so she can't move. And the guy goes on a 99% rant, like, literally... It feels like, you rich people are all horrible or whatever, except for you. You're rich and you're a nice guy. And basically, what he decides to do, he's like, I want to see you do something evil. I want to see you do something mean. He pulls off a cover and it on this couch, and it's this girl tied up to the couch. And he was like, every 5 minutes, I'm going to chop off a finger of your wife's until you strangle that kid.
That's some pretty messed up shit.
Yeah. But the dude was absolutely fucking hilarious. I mean, the dude was hilarious. And what made him really funny was during these 5 minute intervals before he would chop off fingers, he would distract the fuck out of you. Like, the first one, he's like, okay, go. And as the guy is contemplating whether he wants to kill the child or have his wife lose a finger, he's getting choked out. Like, the killer comes behind him and starts doing a rear naked choke on him, telling him about his life, how his father beat his wife and messed with him, and now he beats his wife and messed with his son, and all this weird ass shit. And then 5 minutes passes and he chops off a finger. And then the other 5 minutes starts, and he breaks into a song and dance. Like, complete song, dance, number, everything. And then once that's over, he chops a finger off. It's fun. And then the fucking smiles this dude has on his face. Like, there's this one particular smile. I have to play this movie for you, Brandon, before you leave. You have to see it. He has the biggest troll face. Like, there's something happening. I don't want to spoil it, because I want people to watch the damn thing. Well, and the director's like, no! And you just see this troll face, like, like, you mad, bro?
Well, I definitely will watch it tonight because I have the entire day free. But that is something I have to see now.
I would wait until tonight and watch White. You have to watch that and then give everybody watch White. And then, like, I don't just give that show away. Even if you don't like Korean music and all that, it doesn't matter. It has really nothing to do with Korean music. Everything about Korean ghosts. And... check that out. I'm at Jelly Time. At JELLITYME. I want to hear people talk about this movie. I want to talk about it with more people. So, I mean, it's really good. It needs to be talked about. Because there's so many inside jokes with it now. Like the Hot in Here inside joke. And then a couple of other ones I don't want to give up. Because it'll spoil the movie.
Well, I definitely will be having a lot of entertainment coming on this week because, well, other than the movie tonight, there are also going to be two album releases tomorrow. One is a rap album, and the other one is, I'll probably describe it as punk, like punk rock.
It's skater music.
Well, skater music.
It's 100% skater music.
But definitely something I will definitely get. Mellow Hype's Numbers comes out. And Trash Talk's 119 comes out. These are two albums that I've actually been looking forward to. One of them, Mellow Hype's CD, has released one single called La Bonita, which I've seen in concert. It was fucking awesome.
Both of them were with Odd Future, right?
Yeah, both of them are part of Odd Future.
Explains.
Haji Beats and Left Brain make up Mellow Hype. And... with Trash Talk, it is like no one who does any rapping whatsoever. This is like a completely new group of people.
It's skater music. You haven't seen skater... Well, a good example of skater music is Can't Kill Yourself or CKY.
Yeah.
Look into stuff they've done. It's pretty much music that you're going to skateboard to and then do jackass stunts to.
Well, yeah.
It's pretty much... I mean...
Like, one of the good rap songs that I know is used for skater music that was recent is... Earl, by Earl Sweatshirt, who is also part of Future.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Earl.
But definitely some new music to look at. And me with new music is like candy to a kid. Like, there's just never enough until you have too much and you lose count. And then tummy aches start happening.
See, I'm different. I'm more of the, like, once I get a good song, whatever, it goes into my library, but I don't have no problem going back and listening to classics over and over again. Like, if music production stopped today, I'd be okay. I have plenty to go back on and relive.
Now, granted, I know a lot of people too.
Love new, just new, because it's something that they haven't experienced before. Like, I'm that way with games. Like, I can't, once I beat a game, I can't go back to it.
Yeah, that's how I am,
It's but really hard to go back.
With me and music, like, I have enough to last me, like, a good month just playing it all straight through. But I still just like a lot of new music, like listening to a bunch of new sounds. Like, I just can't listen to the same sounds over and over again.
Well, you're talking probably the most eclectic man, at least in Ohio. Like, my iPod is the most eclectic bunch ever. Like, I can, in the same Twitter feed, I can talk about Dimmu Borgir and Prince. And yeah. I know it's something that I do take great pride in, because I'm very musically intelligent.
Yeah, just like how I can talk about Odd Future as a rap group, then I can talk about Blue Dial Snort, black metal, or I can also talk about Scott Brown, hardcore DJ.
I can go into a rant of Johnny Cash or Conway Twitty.
And I can also talk, which you'll probably see a lot more of me on Twitter, talk a lot of shit about Little B because he fucking sucks.
Well, we've already done our little Bing rap.
We haven't done a rant on him doing his new genre of music that he's going to.
What, rock?
Yep.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did.
You might want to go back and listen.
He's so
That's
ass.
Where we started. Yeah, well, he's ass in anything. If he had a Little B Construction, I would not let him build me a 2x4. And that's just him going and buying one at Home Depot. Like, I'm not buying that. But I bought it from Home Depot. I'll buy it from Home Depot. I don't
I'll buy it from Home Depot, then it's already bad.
Like, but it costs $10 more if you buy it from Home Depot. $10 more for the company.
Exactly. It's just like, I don't want anything that Little B touches. I don't. If he started playing Borderlands 2, I think I'd drop it.
If he started playing Borderlands 2, I would sucks. Sell the fuck out of it.
I'm like, this game sucks now. What happened to it? It was so good. It was so funny. So fresh. And then I'll look and Lil B is playing. I'm like, ah, that's what happened.
Like, I'm kind of already pissed off that we're talking through a microphone and he's the fucking singer and front man of a band.
He's the subject.
Well, yeah, he is the subject. But even still, he has touched, his presence has been near a microphone.
Well, his presence is going to be near the device really soon.
The device.
The device is a contraption that Kyle's created that allows him to shoot beams of fire into the past.
I didn't hear
so that's how he eradicates you. He does it Looper style, where he shoots it into the past and then takes out an ancestor and you don't exist anymore. What was happening was Ethan had a... he was building some Roman thing in some computer game. Think Caesar or whatever. He was building like a Roman town and always kept catching on fire when Kyle was next to the device. So I was like, he's activating the device to shoot beams of fire into the past and then set Ethan's village on fire. He's trying to send him back just 200 years, I guess, because the Stone Age happened pretty much 200 years after that. But
the device.
Yep.
I wonder what it would be like in the Stone Age. What it was like?
Little B's father with the device.
Why have I not done this?
I don't know, but it needs to happen.
It does.
I really want the device now.
Like, I remember once I listened to one of his albums, and at first I thought it was good, but then I remember I only like this album because of the person who made the beats for it. And then I actually
who made the beats for him?
I don't know, but whoever makes the beats for him should be proud and ashamed. Proud because they are some really damn good beats.
I'm ashamed that they're using it on such shitty talent.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Bass Scott?
I thought Lil B was Bass Scott.
Oh, he is.
Ew.
No, he wasn't. I hope he wasn't the beat maker. If that was the case, stop rapping and just make beats for the rest of your life.
Yeah, like, he made some that could put, like, top-level producers to shame.
Whoever. You have to look up the name.
But... So shitty. Just so shitty.
I've only heard one song, and that's all it took. I'm like, I don't need to hear anymore. I just don't understand why people like him.
It's because people make bad decisions. Constantly.
Polo boys.
Polo boys. I'm gone.
What?
It is a terrible rap video. It's pretty much a bunch of kids rapping over Say It to My Face by Ludacris. They're rapping over that beat.
Because they bite.
But it sucks so much. And this one kid, I don't even remember what his name was, but that's not even close to important. His opening line is, I'm gone. Meow. And that's
like a drag race.
Yeah, like a drag race. And after that, it's just, that's it. It's just meow. And he points to the sky, just like in this weird ass ET crook. Just, I'm gone. Meow.
I'm gonna have to see that video.
It's so stupid.
You forgot one of his other signature lines. Swish. I'll be ballin'. Yeah, swish.
Yeah. In both the songs we've seen of him, it's just this lame ass sounding person just with the most unenthusiastic swish you ever heard. Just, I'll be balling.
We have a high profile mic. Swish. We need to play this.
We don't. Do you really want to lose the fan base that we have
thus far?
What fan base?
We do have a fan base.
Where? Why won't they ever talk to me? Why won't they ever let me know they exist?
You don't have Facebook.
Why don't we have a Facebook page for our site? I will totally manage that. I just don't want a personal Facebook. I don't want a Facebook that has my name. I don't want to even have Jelly Time on it. If it said Uptime featuring VGM, Jelly Time, Dark Shimoto, and everybody else that comes in here and asks me to borrow their phone.
Well, you should just make up a name. Just make a Facebook profile. And what's your first name? Rodrigo.
Rodrigo.
No, because then it would have to be Italian. You forget, I'm Gelatina.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Gelatina Giovanni. Some last name Italian. I need a last name. What's... I haven't decided what my last name was. Still haven't. I need ideas for last names.
Just fake a name and get a random picture that isn't really you, but kind of looks like you, but isn't you, but is you. But doesn't look like you.
Could I do that without getting in trouble with the Facebook? Because I totally make an alias.
Do you know how many people have fucking aliases on Facebook?
No, countless I don't.
People do. Like, I don't know anyone who has middle names that is moving forward
then,
or keeping
the only. But the thing is, the only page I would really like is our Uptime page, which we need to make. Why don't we just make a fucking up? Well, okay, let's put it this way. Let's make an Uptime page, and then I'll make an Italian guy.
You guys really should do that, because then you can post all the videos on the Facebook.
Especially when they do videos, because then we can get them more look, because they. That big sexy hair needs to be a part of Uptime. Big we need sexy to put hair. That. We need to put that with the Uptime channel.
And big sexy hair will bring more people to your page.
You know, stuff I'm about like to find that. Some people who have some retarded ass names. Like, nobody's fucking middle name is Blessed to Be Beautiful. Or You Don't Work, You Don't Eat. Yeah, Miss Mellow. Boo Boo. These, and you can already tell these are black names. Like, there's no way I'm making this shit up.
No, I know. Blow Your Mind. London, Blow Your Mind.
What?
Dayton, Boss to Ross?
Boss to Boss.
Boss to Boss. I don't know what that is.
That's not a fucking... And these are profiles, not Facebook pages. These are actual people's profiles. Yeah, like this person, Day-Day got them choosing. Like, really? Works at a gentleman's club.
She looks hot. No, shout outs to Day Day got him choosing.
Well, she works at a strip club. Florida, fuck that.
What?
Living in Florida.
Then why the hell is she on your thing?
Fuck if I know. Probably somebody that I'm friends with is. Well, no.
Friends with the stripper?
I'd like to be friends with the stripper.
I don't know. Cutty hey, Day Day got him. If you want to become a. Guest on this show, just let us know. You can be a guest on my lap.
I don't know. Like, the whole idea sounds nice, and then the part...
Wayne Jennings in my lap. Football commercial.
And then the fucking part about Florida. That's the part that kills me, is Florida. Florida.
Yeah, Florida has the craziest everything. I want to say craziest people, but I'm like, no, scratch that.
Well, there's a whole lot of competition for that shit.
No, nobody beats Florida. That's why half of ignorance's stories come from Florida.
That's why a whole bunch of stupid ass stories come from Florida.
Well, yeah. Cincinnati fighting game. I'm done with the fighting game scene. I retired from fighting games. Right there, it's Saheed.
Oh,
Sai.
You don't play fighting games anymore?
Yeah, I know Sai.
Oh yeah, Sai, if you listen to this.
No, not really.
You.
I don't do them competitively. Like, I have no interest in going in any tournaments. I play Persona 4 like once a week. I'm done.
But
I'm worried about furthering my career. I'm worried about just playing like a broad scope of video games. I don't really want to play them competitively anymore. I just want to experience them. I'm just playing for the experience now.
I want to touch video games in the naughty parts.
I do. I get to all in that disc hole.
Yeah.
I would go two fingers, but then it wouldn't read anymore.
Yeah, there's already people complaining.
But we need to make an uptime. We need an uptime page, man. We need to do it. We got our own shirts now.
Yep.
I just want to see. I want to call your bluff. We need to make this page because I want to call your bluff and see how many people actually listen to our show. Now, granted, I did get two follows. One person from Cleveland, and then another person from I don't know where because they don't say where, but they talk about nail polish a lot.
What? Nail polish?
Yeah. I think the name is Brian something.
I don't know. That was nasty.
I got another follower? Buckeye Nation, yeah. They follow me now.
Is this the person you're talking about?
That's one of them. And then
that person also followed me for some reason.
Well, then that means they listen to the podcast, maybe?
It's possible.
If you do, tell us you listen to our podcast.
Cleveland.
Don't just follow us. Talk to us. I'm lonely. I'm about to drink some bleach. It's hot in here.
You stop that.
Come back now, y'all.
What's this VHS tape laying sometime on the ground, Kyle? It seems like some hot new song. Maybe we should play it on uptime.
Yeah, we should. Let's play it after work. I gotta, do a quadruple shift. I'll see you in like
3 days. No, you won't.
And this person's you know what? I'm not even going to go into this.
What is it?
Pretty much, just pictures and shit.
Yeah.
But,
shout outs to Kay Lee. That's what we're talking about. K.L.E.E. Yeah. His Twitter tag is at KLEE80. If you want to follow him and tell him, hey, let's not talk about podcasts together. Let's not talk about uptime, even though we listen to it, or not listen to it, or something. He likes cars. A lot of pictures of cars, but not like Porsches or anything. It's like pictures of Mazdas and Fiats.
I'm not a big fan of Porsches and shit either. Like, I even had this discussion. Like, I'm not a big fan of...
You like donks.
Well, no, not just donks, but also like I like some...
You're black. You like donks.
I said not just donks, motherfucker.
What else? Crux?
Because boobs.
No, I don't like Crux. That guy
likes Crux. I do Crux. Not like Crux.
That guy over there likes Crux.
If you don't know what a Crux is, it is an El Camino. It can't decide which one it wants to be.
A car or a truck.
It's just a car with a truck bed, so it's a Crux.
Crux.
Sorry, we can't find that.
That's that guy's favorite vehicle is a Crux.
Nope.
A picture? No. Why? I don't know why we're going through your pictures, dude. We're totally blasting your pictures on the internet.
Yeah, but everyone's always talking about all my favorite cars. This one that's really expensive and really fast, or this one that's really expensive and really fast. Mine is one that's really expensive, but something that you would, like, drive slow. Like, I don't care what anyone says. My favorite car is a fucking Phantom. A Rolls Royce Phantom.
They're fast.
Yes.
They're sports cars.
Yes.
They don't look like sports cars.
But they don't have that sports car body, which is something I really like.
Again, it looks like a really expensive donk.
Like, the one sports car I will say that I do like that looks like a sports car is Maseratis. I do like Maseratis. I just want one of the keychains to sell to somebody because those things are just high for a fucking keychain. Like, you have to have some serious paper stacks,
money, mass cash
to fucking afford one of the keychains, let alone the car. It's like, oh, you can't afford a car? Well, how about you just buy one of the keychains? Oh, okay, I'll buy a keychain. How much is it? $100,000.
Wow.
Yeah, $100,000 for a fucking keychain.
Even if I could afford it, I don't think I would. I'm not much into flashy stuff.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not. I don't. Maybe a fancy suit. That'd be pretty much it. And even then, I wouldn't wear it half the time because I think suits are uncomfortable.
I am the opposite. I find suits very comfortable.
I like suits.
That's because I wore them all.
Well,
the time
no shit, when you like younger. Suits. You have like 75 million pimp suits.
Shut up. They're not pimp suits.
Bullshit, they aren't. Don't fucking lie to me.
He's church pimping.
He is church pimping.
He's trying to get you to donate. Donate your money to his bank account.
They are not pimp suits.
Donate to the Lord.
Oh, they're not going to show you the most expensive keychains.
Bullshit, they won't. Where is it?
Nope.
Oh, no, they took it down. Or they have it somewhere else.
You talking about that diamond keychain?
Yeah, a full diamond keychain.
Wasn't that like $1 million?
No, it was $100,000. Oh. I'll find it eventually.
That's the stuff that people can actually afford.
Yeah, this is like, well, you know what? Fuck that. I'll find it later.
I'm sure you're making stuff. They're just not going to put it on the online store because you're not going to buy it on the online store. You're going to go to a true Maserati store and ask for it because you're balling that much. Swish.
Balling uncontrollably. Balling uncontrollably.
Swish.
Swish. So fucking, you know what? I'm done for the day. I'm finito.
Obviously, you're looking up Maserati keychains.
You have anything else you gotta say?
Besides my constant plea of let's get an uptime thing on Facebook.
All right. Well, I have nothing else to say. Jelly Time is gonna say the same thing over and over. Yep. So on that.
Nope.
God damn it, now you've got me with that shit. Now I can't talk because
you have the stutters.
Alright, I have a text message, and that is it for uptime. I am VGM the Vagabond. You can follow me on Twitter at VGM the Vagabond because time I'm gonna say, I mean, what?
I've already said where I'm at on Twitter. I'll say it again because I'm bored. At JELLITYME, but we all know you won't say nothing to me anyway. It's getting hot in here, so I need to get out of here.
No!